This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The 2024 Nobel Peace Prize goes to a Japanese group of survivors of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The group is called Nihon Hidankyo. The Nobel Committee chair.
These historical witnesses have helped to generate and consolidate widespread opposition to nuclear weapons around the world by drawing on personal stories.
Florida residents are repairing the damage from Hurricane Milton. The storm smashed through coastal communities, tore up homes, flooded streets, and spun off those deadly tornadoes. As bad as it was, many are relieved it wasn't worse. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor on the cleanup.
It's going to be a lot quicker than the worst case scenario. If Milton had hit on the north side, we would have been in dire circumstances. Right now, I think that plus it's Tampa, right? We're going to bounce right back.
The mayor heard there on WFTS-TV. Florida theme parks are reopening today. The AP's Norman Hall.
Florida theme parks, including Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, and SeaWorld, plan to reopen Friday after an assessment of the effects of Hurricane Milton. Some Halloween special events won't be offered, and the parks won't necessarily be fully functioning, but the public is welcome back. As Milton came ashore as a major storm Wednesday, all three Orlando-based parks shut down, putting a damper on the vacations of tens of thousands of tourists, many of whom hunkered down in hotels. In Tampa, the animals were safe at popular tourist attractions Zoo Tampa and the Florida Aquarium, which are aiming to reopen Saturday.
One person died and 12 people were rescued after being trapped for hours at the bottom of a former Colorado gold mine. This is AP News. President Biden is angrily calling out Donald Trump for spreading misinformation about the government's response to those recent hurricanes.
President Biden is blasting his predecessor over spreading misinformation about the federal hurricane response. For days, the White House has admonished Donald Trump and others over false claims, like saying FEMA's assistance is capped at $750. That's actually an immediate need payment for urgent requirements like food and diapers.
You gotta stop this. They're being so damn un-American with the way they're talking about this stuff.
Asked if he plans to talk with Trump and urge him to stop.
Are you kidding me?
And then look straight to the TV cameras.
Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Taylor Swift has donated $5 million to hurricane relief efforts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.